Hey, I'm headed up the road to Nutrien. It's always great to visit with our friend Brian Fitzsimmons and the crew here at Nutrien. And Brian, as usual, I came in, I thought, man, we're ready to roll here because we got you and four of your guys here on the counter, and they've all gotten busy, amazingly enough.
Just coincidence, I guess. It always happens that way. But we're glad you're here and glad to help support Farm Safety Week and National Agriculture. And that's all we talk about here is agriculture, and that's all we love to deal with and the people involved with it. And there's our lady, Miss Becky, pulling up. And
all right. I'm glad I can encourage productivity when I get here. You know, it's a, I don't know what it is about that. I have offered Laura to come out and tell some stories, and she said they could get me in trouble.
It's never going to happen. If you get her out of the office and get her on to talk on the radio, it's just, she's always been doing this for several years, and it's always you and me, it seems like.
She'll come out right before we go on the air, but she conveniently finds something to do in the office when we get back around. So it's always good to be here with you and talk about what's going on. Agriculture is wide open again this year. Another great start to 2025 here.
It is. It's always unique. Every year's different. And 2025, I have a feeling, will be just as unique as some of the other ones. But there's challenges that farmers face and that industry faces every year. This one might be a little tougher financially from an economic standpoint. And we just like to let our customers know and partners that we deal with that we're here to help in any way we can and proud to serve.
We were talking earlier, you know, obviously cattle prices are high. Grain prices not necessarily where everybody'd like them to be. And, you know, fortunately, the inputs have been maybe a little leveling off somewhat from what they were at one time.
Inputs have. They kind of fluctuate. Fertilizer is probably not as cheap as what we'd like to see from even my standpoint, and especially a farmer standpoint. But chemistries are, you know, they kind of fluctuate, obviously, and they're down for the most part. Seeds, flat, I would say. Corn maybe up a little bit, but and grain prices, the world is such a diverse environment now, so it doesn't just matter what goes on here in Kentucky or what happens in our neighboring states. You know, it's a world market, and there's a lot of moving pieces and parts that go along with that, and so that makes things you got to pay attention, obviously. But with grain prices down right now, it makes things a challenge. But we deal with very smart people. The American farmers, in my opinion, some of the most, they're just sharp people. You know, that's why they're doing what they're doing, because not everybody can do that. And they're going to have it figured out, and they have everything figured down to the inch.
I think it's what people don't realize sometimes, how smart farmers are and what they have to do to get a crop out and get a crop in. It's a lot of work. A lot of planning goes behind planting those seeds and harvesting them in the fall.
Well, there's most people that aren't in the industry or not involved with agriculture. They might see a piece of equipment going down the road, or they don't think about where their food comes from. And so what a American farmer deals with, or any farmer in the world, doesn't matter what crop you're growing or what livestock you're raising, there are challenges every day, and every day is different than the day before or what the next day brings tomorrow. But so they constantly, just millions of moving pieces on the puzzle and they change what has to happen in the blink of an eye. You know, we might have a plan, and then something changes, and we have to adjust rather quickly, and that what makes customers and partners that we deal with so unique and so diverse, and they have, in my opinion, an advantage over your regular storefront business owners. You know, each farm is a business, but they have to adjust so fast, and that's what makes them so unique, and makes it a pleasure to work with, really, because it's never the same. It's always different.